this duty walking, cause you got kid Dynamite doing the talking. Oh, Edda.
Yeah.
Do y'all mind? This is private. Hey, now. Hey, Henrietta. You know, I'm glad you called. Cause I was trying to get in contact with you last night, but what? You went out with Leroy Dobson? Well, what's he got that I ain't got? And what else? And what else? And what else?
JJ, she only got a dime. She can't talk forever.
Well, we still got our date together for the IK's concert tonight, right? No, I don't have the tickets yet, but I'm about to get the bread. And here come the baker now.
Thelma, where's your mother?
She's not home yet. She said she'll be a little late from work.
Oh, that's too bad. I got some news for her, some good news.
Hey, Dad, it's so good to have you home.
Yeah, this news is the best this family's heard ever, boy.
Oh, yeah, what?
Well, you are looking at the new assistant foreman of shipping and receiving for the Brady Manufacturing
Company.
Yeah, all right. Hey, that's great. For you.
What about the car wash?
What about the car wash, Michael? I already gave my notice. I've dried my last Dodge, buffed my last Buick, and shined my last Chevy. Yeah! Now, this is the only kind of suds I want to see. Well, I can't wait to see the expression on your mother's face when I give her the news.
And speaking of news, Dad, and the high cost of dating Henrietta, you know, I think it's time we had one of our man-to-man talks.
Don't you think we're a man short?
But seriously, Dad, you know, there comes a time in every boy's life when he has to ask his father for $5.
Yeah. Well, Junior, there comes a time in every dad's life when he's got to say no. I ain't got paid yet.
Oh, what am I going to do now?
Hi, kids.
Hi, Mom.
Hey, my favorite mama. You know, Mom.
Not now, JJ. I got some exciting news for everybody.
You know, Thelma, it has occurred to me that our relationship hasn't progressed to the point that it should.
Forget it. Even though it is chump change, you're not getting none, chump.
And the primary reason why, Thelma, is that you're a deadbeat.
Aww.
Michael! My main man.
No.
Wait till you hear what I...
Wait till I tell you what I just did. You're not gonna believe it.
Well, baby, it can't be half as good as the surprise I got for you.
I just came back from an appointment at the high school principal.
Florida, I got a job, a good job.
Oh, James, that's wonderful. I'm so happy for you. And I'm gonna get my high school diploma. I just enrolled in night school.
Hey, wait, what's going on? What's going on?
Say what?
I'm gonna study for my graduate equivalency test, you know, the GET. And anyone who passes it gets their diploma no matter how long they've been out of school.
Oh, oh my God,
you'll pass that test.
Oh, that's
great.
That's
I love
you.
Did you hear what I said about...
Oh, James, you don't know how long I dreamed about doing this.
Yeah, but in Florida...
I get excited just picking up a book.
Florida.
You know, this is the best thing that ever happened to me.
Yeah. Florida. You ain't even coming up for air. Damn, I tell you, I got the best job I ever had, and you won't even let me get a word in edgewise.
Oh, James, I'm sorry. I got carried away with myself. Tell me all about your job.
Well, baby, it's an assistant foreman job. I really got lucky.
Honey, that is so wonderful. And I got lucky, too.
Florida, it's a good job. I mean, I got a chance to work my way up. It's got a future.
Me, too. With a high school diploma, I'm bound to do better.
Florida, your listening ain't caught up with your talking yet. I'm trying to tell you I got the best job I ever had, and you ain't even getting excited.
But, James, I am excited. You're getting the break you've always deserved, but so am I.
Yeah, but where you come off making a big decision like that without talking to me about it first?
James, I never thought you'd be against me going to school.
Well, it's not that, Florida. It's just that in this family, we always talk things over before we make a big decision like that.
You're right, James. I should have asked you first, and I'm sorry. So I'm going to ask you now. I'd like to go back to school. Is it okay with you?
No.
No?
No. Now, we done talked about it and made a decision.
James, what's wrong with me going to school? You won't be seeing me for 3 nights a week. But when you see me, I'll be a better me.
I don't need no better you, baby. I like you just the way you are now.
Daddy, why don't you let Ma go back? You're always telling us that a good education is the most important thing you can have.
Well, that's true, Thelma, but...
You haven't changed your mind, have you?
No, Micah, but look, at y'all's age, I mean, going to school makes sense. But your mother's school days are long behind her now. You can't teach an old dog new tricks.
Who's an old dog?
Right, now, no, I didn't mean that. I didn't mean it that
Daddy,
way. Now, what?
You're never too old to learn.
Yeah, we could help Ma with the homework.
Yeah.
How come you never made me that offer?
Because you can't teach a dumb dog nothing.
James, I'm only trying to improve myself. Give me one good reason why I shouldn't go.
Because I say no.
That's the one that always stops me.
You know, Dad, maybe you should let Ma go to school.
She have it knocked. She wouldn't even have to study.
What do you mean by that, JJ?
Well, why do you study? To get good grades so your parents will sign your report card. And Ma, it is obvious that you are old enough to sign your own report card. You have eliminated the middleman.
Junior, you get out of here, I'm gonna eliminate you.
James, I don't understand you. You dropped out of school in the 6th grade, I dropped out in the 10th. Now, we both know how hard it is to get a decent job. Well, I got it worst of all. I'm black, I'm a woman, and I don't have a high school diploma. Now, in the job market, that makes me the low-priced spread.
But, Florida, you ain't got time to go to school. You got a family to raise.
James, have you looked at your family recently? They're practically grown.
Well, if you go to school at night, who's gonna do the cooking and the cleaning?
Maybe we get a white woman to come in twice a week.
Y'all doing a lot of fat mouthing for nothing, because I still say the answer is no, that's it, the case is closed. Now, what's for dinner?
One hell of a fight. You kids go study. I'll call you when we get ready to eat.
Oh, you want to go and study?
Children, go in the room and study, like I said.
Come on, Mike.
Now, Florida, I ain't gonna argue with you about this, but I do want to know one thing. Who put this idea in your head?
Nobody. Wilona told me about that course that they are offering in the school. And...
Wilona, I should have known the galloping gossip of the ghetto.
Now, James, you shouldn't say things like that about Wilona. She's practically family.
Yeah, baby, tell me something. You've been knowing Wilona longer than me. What does she look like with her mouth shut?
Hi, y'all!
Well, I guess I'll never know.
No? You hear the news? The cops just caught a mugger in the laundry room.
What was he doing now?
His underwear, I think.
Well, where you get off filling Florida's head full of this school garbage?
Now, what's wrong with Florida going back to school?
I don't know. I already gave a whole lot of good reasons why.
Oh, James, don't stop her now. Going back to school is her chance to get underway.
You know, as usual, Wilona, your mouth is working overtime, but your brain took the day off.
I give up.
Hey, wait a minute, Wilona. Tell me something. If you're so hot on Florida going to school, how come you ain't signed up for these courses?
Because I already have my diploma. How do you think I got the job at the boutique?
I figured you was just working off your clothing bill.
Ooh, James!
Okay, Master James, sir. Even you don't want me on the plantation no more, I's gwine out there where the snow is falling and the ice is on the river. But it's 100 degrees warmer than it is in here. Begging your pardon, sir. I think I'll be saying goodbye now, sir. You won't have to see this cotton picking cotton no more. For the sun shines bright and the mass is always right on his own.
We'll talk about this later after you cool off.
Barton, if you go to school at night, baby, we ain't gonna never get a chance to do none of the things we used to do.
Please, James.
You know, like playing cards or checkers.
Checkers?
Yeah.
We played checkers once 12 years ago.
Well, I'm ready to play again.
James, you're just making up reasons. What is there about me going back to school that can possibly upset you this much? Does it threaten you in some way?
What are you talking about? How's something like that gonna threaten me?
Well, you had to drop out of school in the sixth grade to support your family. I just thought that maybe if I went back and got my high school diploma...
Gordon, that ain't got nothing to do with me. I just don't like this foolishness.
Okay, James. Tell me no, and I'll drop the whole thing. But I want to hear it from your mouth. You tell me no, I can't improve myself. No, you don't want me to get ahead. No, I can't be anything more than I am right now.
All right, Florida. Go on, go to school. I don't care. Go to college, damn it. Get a PhD if you want to. Just leave me alone.
Ma, you still studying? You haven't looked up from those books since I came home from school.
I haven't looked up for 2 weeks. You know, it was kind of hard getting back into this stuff, but I think I'm finally getting the hang of it.
Oh, that's good, Ma.
You know, Ma, if you want to cut your study time in half, I think I'll start you off with the J.J. Evans speed reading technique.
I gotta see.
Now, I have never read this book before, right?
Knowing you, I'd say that's a safe bet.
Watch closely. There you go. Finish studying.
You mean you know everything in that book?
No, I don't know anything. But if the teacher asks me, I can say I laid an eye on every page.
You fool, you.
Hey, now, come on.
Mom!
Hey, come on with that noise now. Junior, thought I asked you to take the garbage out.
Oh, I will, Dad.
That's what you said a half hour ago, Junior.
Oh, don't worry, Dad. I got it covered.
Now, Junior!
James, you don't have to yell at the boy. You know, in that child psychology course I'm taking, they say that most parents either reason with their children or yell at them. You are a yeller.
Florida, I don't need none of them fancy school books to tell me how to raise these kids. We've been doing it this way for a long time now.
Yeah, but if you reason with them, it makes them feel more responsible.
All right, baby. All right. Junior.
Yes, Senator.
Stop here a minute, please, son.
Now, that's nice.
Junior. You know why old Dad asked you to take the garbage out right now?
Why, Dad?
Because if you didn't, I was going to yell my head off!
You're right, baby. It does work.
Hey, what's going on here?
What's going on?
Is everything all right?
Nothing. Go on back in your room and study. Go on.
Come on, Michael.
You know, it wouldn't hurt you to try a little patience.
Well, ain't you become the expert on child raising after just 2 weeks of school?
Oh, no, I never said that.
Good, because I ain't about to let no textbook run my life. Ain't no way.
That sounds terrible.
I don't care, Florida. That's the way I feel.
No. I'm talking about the way you're talking. Do you realize you just used 3 ain'ts in a row?
So what?
Well, I do it all the time, too. But it's wrong. We're setting a bad example for the children. There is no such word as ain't.
No, it's in the dictionary.
No, ain't ain't. But isn't is.
You're wrong, Florida.
Look it up.
Can't.
Why not?
Ain't got no dictionary.
I'm telling you, James, that's bad grammar.
I know, but it's happening. It's happening.
What's happening?
The school stuff, Florida, is just changing you. If First you tell me I ain't talking right, then you tell me I ain't raising the kids right.
James, I didn't mean nothing by it.
How long is it gonna be before you come home from school and tell me I isn't doing nothing right? I knew the school foolishness wasn't gonna work out. I just knew it.
James, honey, you don't understand.
No, Florida, you don't understand. See, we're going in different directions now. Right now, you're going that way and I'm going this way. And my way is this way. James Evans! Big Willie! Hey, what you no good, man?
Hey, sit down, man.
Yeah, thank you.
Say, how that new job of yours coming on?
Oh, I can't complain, Willie.
Man, we sure do miss you down at the car wash.
Yeah?
You know they replaced you with a sister.
You jiving. You mean to say they got a woman working down there?
Yeah, man, and she ain't nothing but trouble. She used to be a maid.
Well, what's wrong with that?
She don't do no windows.
You crazy, man. That's way you crazy. Hey, I have one of those too, please.
Yes, Lord.
Yes.
Hey, James, you want to play before the bench?
Yeah, why not?
Okay.
Been a long time since I beat you at pinball.
Say, where you been keeping yourself, man? I don't see you around here much anymore. What's the occasion?
There ain't no occasion, man. I mean, can a man have a beer in peace?
Wouldn't have nothing to do with Florida going back to school now, would it?
Now, where'd you hear that?
Oh, word gets around. I could have warned you. Take it from Willie J. Washington. You give your woman a little education and you get yourself in a whole lot of trouble.
Yeah, well, Willie, take it from James Evans. Just cool it on that here.
Yes, sir. If the good Lord had wanted a woman to go to school, he would have given them brains.
Hey, man, you can't use your hands. You're about to beat the machine to death.
This machine is just like a woman. Now, every once in a while, you got to set them straight.
Come on, now. No hands, man.
Thank you, man. Okay, man.
Hey!
But you ain't saying nothing about hips.
I ain't saying nothing about forklifts either, but you ain't allowed to use them.
I'm done anyway. See if you can beat that score, man.
Go ahead. Beat it.
Well, it's gonna be hard to beat a man on a pinball machine that uses hips, his mouth, and his hands all at the same time. But I believe I can do it.
Say, man, you never should have let her start that school business in the first place. Yeah. You should have stopped her. Now, you know you gotta keep a woman in her place.
Yeah.
Hey, man, I thought you said no body English.
That ain't body English, bro. That's hip talk. And a whole lot of soul. I do believe you owe me a beer, my brother.
James, you ain't nothing but an old pinball hustler.
Yeah, well, it takes one to know one.
Yeah, you dust me out pretty good. Here you go.
Thank you.
It's good you won anyway. Maybe it'll make you feel better. Now, I know what you've been going through.
No, Quilly, let's cool it on that, huh?
No, listen, about 6 months ago, my wife started complaining she wasn't satisfied with herself.
Uh-huh.
She thought she was wasting her life. So she started going to the free clinic and seeing this head shrinker.
Yeah.
And I let her go. Worst mistake I ever made in my life.
Yeah, what happened?
Well, she started coming home with all these new ideas. I couldn't figure it out. Now, she was going there to find out what was wrong with her.
Mm-hmm.
But all she could find out was what was wrong with me.
What was wrong with you?
Yeah. Before she got with that shrinker, she thought I was the whole enchilada.
Mm-hmm.
After he finished with her, I was just down to the bean. She left me, James.
She left you?
Yeah, all of a sudden, she was going her way, and I was going my way.
Mama, I still say you're making a big mistake by not going to school tonight.
I know what I'm doing, child.
Michael's right. If you don't go to school, you're cheating yourself. A woman has the right to go as far as her mind will take her. And Ma, once you make your mind up, I know you can do it.
That's right, Ma. And I ain't ashamed to admit that we're equal in brains as well as in beauty.
Mama, Daddy'll find out that you're right, and he'll get used to you going to school.
That's right, Ma. It's a good time. Now listen, all of you. What's right is my husband and my family. What's wrong is anything that comes between us. And that's exactly what this school has been doing. So, to heck with the diploma.
Oh, Ma.
For now. From now on, I'll read these books at home and learn the same as if I had gone to school. This way, I'll get an education and keep my family happy, too.
Florida, I got something to tell you, baby.
And I got something to tell you, too, honey.
Now, look, I've been thinking about this school business, and I figured that...
You don't have to worry about that no more. That's what I want to talk to you about.
Well, me, too. Look, I...
Honey, it ain't worth what we've been going through.
Right.
So I made a decision.
Florida, will you just let me get one word in, sir?
You don't have to worry about it. I'm not going to school anymore. I'm going to study at home.
Damn it, Florida, you're doing it again. Well, look, if you ain't going to let me talk, at least let me show you something, huh?
Hey, Mama, that's the book bag. All the kids in school have them.
Yeah, I got it for you.
But, James, I thought you didn't want me to go to school.
Baby, I was wrong. Look, I took a good, long, hard look at myself, and what I saw was a selfish guy who was just afraid of something he didn't understand. Florida, you're supposed to be in school. You're a smart woman. That's where you belong.
I don't know. Yeah, we're making a little progress around here.
All right, that's
good. Oh, James, just when I think I know you, I find out something more wonderful all the time.
Like Michael said, baby, you ain't never too old to learn. And that ain't all. Look here.
Two book bags? But honey, I don't have that many books.
Well, that one isn't for you. It's for me. I'm gonna sign up for the classes too.
Oh,
good, Dad. All right. Well, you better get going, baby. We're gonna be late for school.
Oh, James. Honey, this is so wonderful.
Well, look, things have changed. I'm gonna have to change with them. From now on, we both going the same way. That's good.
Now, isn't that... I mean, ain't that nice?
Can I carry your books to school?
Come on, Jay.
See y'all, yeah?
Hey, Mom, Dad, how'd it go in school?
Dad, tell us all about it.
Well, things sure have changed since we went to school. For one thing, the desk got smaller.
Yeah, and the girls got older.
And the teachers got younger. Oh, by the way, J.J., your principal was there. We had a nice long talk with him.
Oh, whatever he said, I deny it.
Well, he said he's seeing more of you than your teachers are. Matter of fact, he's thinking about making the principal's office your homeroom.
Yeah, but how about you? Did you dig it?
Oh, we both loved it. It's gonna be tough, though. But we'll see it through, won't we, James?
That's for sure, baby.
All right.
And another thing, Dad.
Hmm?
Now you and Ma going to school together, you don't have to worry about a date for the senior prom.
Oh.